There was once a great Tana, a great sage in the time of the Mishnah, whose name was Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Tarfon had a mother who was elderly. She was weak. And it was difficult for her to climb into bed or get off of bed alone. So Rabbi Tarfon's family was a wealthy family. She had servants. He had servants. Rabbi Tarfon had students. And Rabbi Tarfon didn't let anyone help his mother. He himself would go and help her. Whenever she'd want to go into bed, he'd bend over before her bed and she'd step on him as her step stool to climb into bed. And when she wanted to climb out of bed, he'd bend over before her bed so she could step on him as she climbed out of bed. Day after day, he would go there to help her on and off the bed. She was ill in bed, and it was one Shabbos day when she suddenly felt a little bit better. So she calls her son Tarfon and she tells him, "I want to go for a stroll around our garden." So Rabbi Tarfon again helped her off the bed and she started walking around the garden breathing the fresh air. She took in the sun, she took in the air, she took in the smells. It had been a while since she'd been outdoors. As she's walking around, her sandal tears. And she's standing there with one foot bare. Rabbi Tarfon saw that his mother's sandal had torn. How could his mother walk now to come back inside? It's Shabbos. He can't fix the sandal. How's she going to come home? We don't want her to get ill. She's been ill as it is. She can't walk on the cold earth with her bare foot. So what did Rabbi Tarfon do? He bent down and placed his two hands under her foot so that she walked on his hands till she reached her bed and was able to lie down and rest. Some time passed and Rabbi Tarfon himself got ill and the rabbis came to visit him. So when the rabbis are visiting Rabbi Tarfon, the mother told them, "Pray for my son Tarfon because he honors me so much." So the rabbis who were there, they asked her, "What does he do that he honors you so much?" And she told them the story of the sandal. And the rabbi's response was, even if he had done 1,000 times that, he had not yet reached half the honor that the Torah requires us to give our parents. It's interesting that in the laws of Kibud Av V'Em, one of the halachot asks the parents to go lenient on their children, to go easy on the children. The halacha says, this is such a difficult mitzvah, every parent should forgo his honor, should let his kids get away with things, because the kids, it's one of the mitzvot that are so difficult to keep that we're certain that the average person is going to mess up on it. So the halacha directs the father, be easygoing, forgo your honor for your children.